I next met with Dr. Martin Reck from the Lugin Clinic in Gross-Hansdorf, Germany, to get his take on the current role of immunotherapy in non-small cell lung cancer. And to begin, he commented on the use of checkpoint inhibitors in metastatic disease.
We have seen the superiority of pembrolizumab in a selected group, 30% of the patients with a high PD-L1 expression on the tumor. So the question is how to deal with the rest. Are we able to increase the efficacy of chemotherapy? Are we able to increase the immunogenicity of the tumor? And this has been the backbone of the combination trials. And we do have, number one, combination trials for patients with squamous cell histology. We have the KEYNOTE-407 and we have the IMpower131. Both are trials investigating a combination of chemotherapy with a checkpoint inhibitor. In KEYNOTE-407, we had pembrolizumab. In the IMpower trial, we had atezolizumab. And in both trials, the primary endpoint has been progression-free survival as well as overall survival. While KEYNOTE-407 was reported at the ASCO meeting, and we have seen a significant improvement in progression-free survival and overall survival favoring the combination of platinum-based chemotherapy and pembrolizumab, and this improvement was independent from the PD-L1 expression status. So we have seen this improvement also in the group of patients with PD-L1 negative tumors. Well, in the other trial, in the IMpower131, we also have seen a significant improvement in progression-free survival. But so far, we haven't seen any improvement in overall survival favoring the combination of chemotherapy and atezolizumab. We have to be a little bit cautious because we only have seen the data of an interim analysis, and we will see more mature data by autumn of this year. But so far, we can see for squamous cell non-small cell lung cancer, there is an improvement of efficacy by the addition of immunotherapy to platinum-based chemotherapy. And this is of substantial importance because for decades, we haven't seen any improvement in squamous cell non-small cell lung cancer. The second part is non-squamous non-small cell lung cancer. This is the largest group of patients, and there we have two major trials. One is the KEYNOTE-189, combining pembrolizumab to platinum pemetrexed. Again, co-primary endpoint, overall survival and progression-free survival, significant improvement of both endpoints. Progression-free survival and overall survival hazard ratio of 0.5. And again, this benefit has been seen independent from the PD-L1 expression status. The other trial, looking on non-squamous non-small cell lung cancer eligible for bevacizumab, has been IMpower 150. And in IMpower 150, the old ECOG schedule, carboplatin, paclitaxel, and bevacizumab, was compared to a quadruplet, to a four-drug combination of carboplatin, paclitaxel, bevacizumab, and atezolizumab. And we have seen in two analyses that progression-free survival and overall survival also was significantly improved in favor of the atezolizumab-containing regimen. There were some very interesting data coming from the IMpower 150. Number one was the fact that this improved efficacy was also seen in an unfavorable group of patients. And these were patients with liver metastasis. And the other group was the group of patients with pretreated oncogenic alterations like EGF receptor mutations. So also in this group, there was a significant improvement in progression-free survival and overall survival favoring the combination of immunotherapy, anti-angiogenic treatment, and chemotherapy.